Happy 420. And for copyright reasons, I don't play the music out of respect, love, and admiration for Cypress Hill. Good evening and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Yes, it's 420. I can't do the gummies today, but I played some Cypress Hill because that's my way of celebrating. Because sometimes I can do them and sometimes I can't. I reached out to the director of this monumental documentary, Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain, playing on Showtime. Estevan Oriol, am I saying your name right? I reached out to him and I told him I love the documentary. Hold on.
Estevan Oriol.
I grew up listening to Cypress Hill. Those of us who grew up in the 90s, I think I got into them probably around 93, 94. And it was last year that a teenage dream was realized, and here I am, an adult, watching them live in Berkeley. It was a moment to see this hip-hop band that I have loved and revered since the beginning. There were not a lot of Latin hip-hoppers rapping. There weren't. Cypress Hill kicked the door down. Also, weed, because today is 420. They helped to popularize marijuana. As you know, as Cheech and Chong did before them, they became the Cheech and Chongs of hip-hop. And then the sounds, the atmospheric sounds that DJ Muggs was bringing to the table. B-Real's lyrics, Sendog's lyrics, Eric Bobo's beats and percussions. But at the forefront also, B-Real, you get to hear B-Real's actual rapping voice, because in the beginning it wasn't, Muggs didn't even like it. They loved his writing, and that's where B-Real went into this kind of nasal hip-hop voice that we all know and revere. Nobody sounds like B-Real. Nobody sounds like Sendog. And so this documentary really is for the fans. I am going to be honest, though, Estevan, I loved it, but I wanted more. And I heard B Real talk on the Dr. Green Thumb podcast or show yesterday about how you can't fit all of that into 1 hour. So I would love to see more. I would love to see like an uncut, an episodic. Because this was amazing. I just kind of watched it. I let time kind of flow. I ended it late, but this is Cypress Hill. This is a hip-hop band that I mentioned recently. I was talking with two gentlemen, and we were talking about Nas and Jay-Z, and I mentioned Cypress Hill, and one of them laughed at me. I'm like, why would you laugh at me? Because I don't think people take them seriously. I take them seriously. And songs like Real Estate, How I Could Just Kill a Man, Insane in the Membrane, We Ain't Going Out Like That, Dr. Green Thumb, Throw Your Set in the Air, Illusions. Cypress Hill were on the forefront of something that no other hip-hop band was doing. I loved the documentary. And also, there were things in there I didn't know. I didn't know that Sendog left the band for a minute. I didn't know that. I did not know that. Many of us know B-Real's story before getting into hip-hop. And then I didn't know DJ Muggs' story. I didn't know that he was with another group before Cypress Hill. So this was amazing. I am at a loss for words how amazing this documentary. But I reached out to Estevan. I said, I love the documentary. I plan to do a podcast about it today. And he says, oh, thank you. How'd you see it already? And I said, the Showtime app. And he says, okay, cool. I thought that would be at 8 tonight. I guess that's just for the channel. Yeah. But it was amazing, Estevan. And I loved it. I loved your story. The fact that as a documentarian, you had all of this footage and photography, laminates, tour books, stories about Cypress Hill that even the diehard fans didn't even know, okay? The story of how Eric Bobo came into the fold. Eric Bobo's father played with Miles Davis and Tito Puente And I mean, that was some things that I didn't know. His father was Latin jazz musician extraordinaire Willie Bobo, who died in 1983. And he looks like his father. I watched the Dr. Green Thumb show, and I love it. I've never been to the dispensary, but I love the camaraderie with the guys, and everyone is just amazing to talk to. And I want to give a shout out to Trace, who I talk to on Instagram whenever he goes live. And I saw him at the Cypress Hill show. You know, I didn't say anything. I wanted to say hi, but you know, I'm kind of a shy person and kind of nervous. Forget how I'm speaking right now, where I'm on fire, because I love this documentary. But yeah, I wanted more, and maybe one day we'll get more. But this was satisfying to watch. It was just so amazing. You get a feel of how the band started, all their influences. They grew up listening to metal, and then hip hop started to come into the forefront through an AM station in the 80s. And you know, they were hearing like Run DMC and Eric B and Rakim, and it really changed the game. And then it goes into how, you know, they did the rock and rap album in 2000, and now they've got their album Back in Black out. They're working on their final album. In an interview, Sendog claimed that the group will reunite with DJ Muggs for an 11th album. However, he stated that it will be the group's final album of their career. So it's bittersweet. They got a Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2019. Deservedly so. First hip-hoppers ever to get that. So that's truly extraordinary, okay? I love the documentary, but like I said, I wanted more. Yeah. And it's 420. Whenever I think of Cypress Hill, I think of the movie Friday also, because they have a song featured in there. But you know what really got them? In terms of the album had been put out in 91, and it sold a couple of copies. And then the song, How I Could Just Kill a Man, appeared in the film Juice with Tupac. And those 98 seconds gave it a pump. And they went from selling few copies to selling 50,000 a week. And then a year later, they put out, what was it, Black Sunday? So, yeah. This is a legendary hip-hop band. Legendary. Okay? Lots of weed. They were advocates early on, before it even became a thing. High Times contacted them. They were on the cover of High Times. For them, that was much more of an accomplishment than making the cover of Rolling Stone. All right. 30 plus years. Esteban Oreo has never been a... Oh, no, I would consider him a member. He's a photographer, filmmaker, traveled with Cypress Hill. Okay, if co-founder B-Real did an onstage hit from their Excalibur bong, Oriel would describe the cloud of secondhand smoke as his camera, video camera documented the exhalation. He was there with us since the late 80s, says Cypress Hill Sendog, sitting opposite and flanked on the other side by fellow members DJ Muggs, B-Real, and Eric Bobo in their studio compound just south of downtown. Oriel continues, Sendog has worn many different hats for us, not just tour manager. He was a DJ. He was the therapist, the guy to go to when your head was messed up. Yeah. Directed by Oriel, using a trove of video footage and photographs from throughout the group's well-traveled career, Cypress Hill Insane in the Brain premieres Wednesday as part of Showtime's series of documentaries celebrating the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Produced by Mass Appeal, a media company co-founded by rapper Nas, the film arrives alongside documentaries about former Bronx gang leader Lorian Padilla, Bushwick Bill of Houston rap group The Ghetto Boys. That this insider's account of Cypress Hill arrives on 420. cannabis culture's high holy day. Shouldn't come as a surprise since their formation in the early 1990s, members of Cypress Hill have regularly infused tracks with rhymed odes to THC gangster-driven boosts about moving pounds of product and barbed-tongued protests against harsh drug sentencing. The film is part of a busy 2022 for Cypress Hill. In March, the group released its 10th studio album, Back in Black, and issued 3 decades after its self-titled debut and its multi-platinum 1993 follow-up, Black Sunday. Propelled the Southgate Group onto the charts through its hits including How I Could Just Kill a Man, Hits from the Bong, and Insane in the Membrane. The new album is a compact 10-song inventive combined with Oriole's documentary and Return to Touring. Cypress Hill is entering its fourth decade by celebrating its legacy as Los Angeles's most enduring rap group. Yeah, this is really this was amazing. Sendog immigrated to Southgate from Cuba with his brother Sergio, who raps as Mellow Man Ace, and their parents when the kids were in grade school. The Queensborn Muggs relocated to Bell Gardens when he was 14. I was not happy about it, and he told one interviewer. LA-born B-Real is the son of a Cuban dad and a Mexican... No, that's not correct. That's incorrect, Los Angeles Times. B-Real is the son of a Cuban mother and Mexican father. Someone needs to contact them about that. And Bobo is the son of the great Latin percussionist Willie Bobo Correa. Bobo was raised on stage. One clip in the documentary shows him as a preteen playing with his dad Willie at the Hollywood Bowl. We've been talking about this documentary since we've been on tour in the 90s, Oriole said. We were always shooting. Muggs, Bobo, and me and B-Real all had video cameras, so we were filming the shows. He adds, we got it to the point where we had 25 years of footage and 25 years of photos. Along the way, the group's members have become music's most prominent cannabis ambassadors, this side of Bob Marley. Where other acts discreetly share pre-gig backstage joints, Cypress Hill has long blazed banana boat-sized spliffs on stage during sets. Whether or not the local laws allowed it, floating authorities at every stop, Cypress Hill helped define contemporary LA cannabis culture. I think cannabis culture in general. Much like the Beach Boys did for surfing and Orange Crate artists did for the Southern California tourism industry. This is a group that used to invite the late cannabis activist, author, and Stiffiva strain namesake Jack Heer to open its raucous concerts with a lecture on the plant's benefits and produce a successful traveling weed and musical festival called the Cypress Hill Smokeout in 2010. The Smokeout made history when it became the first ever festival to allow licensed patients to bring and consume cannabis on site. Yep. I love what this is what B-Real said. In the course of our run, we realized that Cypress Hill is bigger than us, says B-Real, born Louis Freeze. People were fucking with us in a different way that has had nothing to do with putting out music. We were mixing music with advocacy and activism. The rapper who hosts an amazing weed and rap focused podcast show called Dr. Green Thumb with Bobo and a regular keeps a kind of joint humidifier in the Cypress Hill compound and owns successful cannabis brand Dr. Green Thumb, named for the Cypress Hill song. Yep, and we'll stop there because I don't. This article that the Los Angeles Times, they there's a few issues here. So I wanna talk about the director because I love directors, and okay. Those who don't know his directing work likely know I want to say your name right, buddy. Okay. There we go.
Oriole's
most famous photograph. A close-up of a woman's hands making the now iconic LA symbol with her fingers. Before establishing himself as a professional photographer, my only job was Cypress Hill, Oriole said. So when they say, let's take a break, I didn't have a job no more, and at that point I decided to dive headfirst into photography and video directing. And so I want to just give you a shout out, Esteban, for really giving this documentary its life and its legs. and presenting it in such a beautiful way. And I love the stories. And I'm a photographer myself. I'm a documentarian myself. And so I loved it. And this was really Cypress Hill at its best. I'm not going to name my favorite Cypress Hill songs because we all have. I love the albums. I love how the albums flow. That is a testament to DJ Muggs. Okay. I love the flow between Be Real and Sendog and Eric Bobo. Seeing them live, that's really a cherry on the cake, on the cannabis cake. And of course, you know, you get your secondhand whiff of the marijuana flowing around. So, yeah. But it's 420. It's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Cypress Hill, Insane in the Membrane. Or is it Insane in the Brain? Yeah, okay, Insane in the Brain, is on Showtime right now. It premieres on Showtime tonight at 8, but it is available on the app. Go and watch it. Legalize it, okay? There are so many people who have gotten in trouble or are behind bars because of marijuana and the importance and the benefits of it, because really, it mellows you out. But also the health benefits. People who are suffering from cancer. People who are suffering from PTSD, anxiety, depression. Okay. I have a health disease or a health issue. And I will say that the cannabis lotion really helped me, especially in certain parts where I was having issues. And so I really just... It's hard for me to say because it's like, okay, I don't want to get in, fuck it. I really recommend it. I really do. You can put it on your shoulders. You can put it on your joints. But especially if you have the kind of disease that I have, it helps with your feet. Okay? That's all I'm going to say right there because I don't want to put too much out there. And the music. The music is what brought us here. These are guys that are talking about the neighborhood. They're talking about real estate. They're talking about cop. Crime, throw your set in the air, talking about marijuana, legalize it, okay? And there's a freedom and a fire about Cypress Hill that no other hip-hop band has. The closest I would say is Public Enemy and maybe also Wu-Tang, because Woo, you know, the Wula. But Cypress Hill is very... They have a special place in my heart. I remember years ago, I was working at a college library, and a gentleman, we were talking, he was a war veteran. He said, "Who's your favorite hip-hop band?" I said, "Cypress Hill." And he gives me a high five. He says, "My man, that is my group." I said, "Yeah, because legalize it." He's like, "Yes." But also their beats, the atmospherics, the sounds, and the imagery, the skulls. Each, you know, all hip-hop acts have their own thing, especially in the 80s and 90s. And you couldn't copy. You had to establish your own identity. And Cypress Hill were great at that. Establishing their own identity with the marijuana leaf and the skulls. That imagery. And Be Real riding that wave as he at Woodstock 94 when him and Sendog stage dived and jumped into the crowd. And Be Real talks about that. And it's just... so intense. And that's an iconic moment right there. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if you're paying attention, induct them. What I notice is that when these documentaries come out, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame finally comes a calling. And so my hope for Cypress Hill, get them in because they deserve it. They deserve it. The fans want it. If they want it or not, hey, you know what I mean? They're so influential. And so that's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Roll it up, light it up, smoke it up, inhale. Gotta love it. And this really, you know, if you live through the 90s, Beastie Boys, Cypress Hill, and Eric Bobo at one point was playing for both bands, and then he became an official member of Cypress Hill. This is a band of brothers, all right? If you love Cypress Hill as much as I do, or you're just getting into them, listen to their amazing discography. I mean, this is... And they didn't get a lot of radio airplay. MTV would play them, but the touring is what really brought them to the people. This is their album catalog. Cypress Hill, released 30 years ago, 31 in 1991. Black Sunday, released in 1993. 3, Temple of Boom, I love that one, 1995. 4, 1998, with the infamous song Dr. Green Thumb. Skull and Bones, 2000. Stoned Raiders, 2001. Till Death Do Us Part, 2004. Rise Up, 2010. Elephants on Acid, I love that, 2018. And The Current, Back in Black, 2022. So this is the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Go out there. Go to your Showtime app. That's what I did, because I don't have it. It's not part of my DirecTV plan. But if you got to pay for it extra, I think Showtime is cheaper than HBO, the app. So yeah, it's called Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain. Directed by Esteban Oriol. At 90 minutes. Unique, smoke-filled story of trailblazing hip-hop group Cypress Hill. Director Esteban Oriol uncovers a treasure trove of never-before-seen archival footage to show the brotherhood of hip-hop artists B-Real, DJ Muggs, Sendog, and Eric Bobo Correa, who built a musical movement rooted in true authenticity. Oh, yeah. Cypress Hill's genre-defining blend of Latin roots and West Coast style has withstood the test of time to create a truly original, everlasting legacy whose flame still burns bright today. It's a green flame. Yeah. Be Real, DJ Mug, Sendog, Eric Bobo, directed by... Let's see. Huh.
J Mug Self, Sendog Self, Eric Bobo Self, directed by Esteban Oriol.
So, if I butchered your name, Esteban, my apologies. That's why I reached out to you. I just wanted to give you some love. I hope you enjoy the show. I enjoyed the documentary. I can't wait for the uncut version. Because that's how Cypress Hill does it, you know what I mean? And so I've been a fan since 93, 94. I love every album. I don't have any complaints about the band. Seeing them once was great, and I hope to see them again. This documentary, this was truly a labor of love, and you felt it as a fan, as a viewer. You don't have to be a diehard fan to enjoy it, though. If you're just getting into Cypress Hill, this really is, you're going to learn some interesting things. Because first and foremost, this is a band of brothers. And they escaped those streets to become hip-hop icons. And the fact that music was able to do that, to give them another pathway that not many are able to take. And so we are all forever grateful for that. I am grateful for this amazing, iconic... And Cypress Avenue, you need to change the name of Cypress Avenue to Cypress Hill Avenue in Cypress Hill Park, okay? I'm echoing what B-Real said on the show. I have loved them since the beginning. Thank you, Esteban, for doing this amazing documentary. Dr. Zeus Film Podcast 420. I'm out.